entrepreneurs.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to have a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And beginning with today's episode, we'd like to have some fellowship over the next several weeks concerning the matter of the indispensability of the Word of God. Or to be more specific, the indispensability of reading the Bible. I would like to use these verses from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 13, 15, and 16, to relate to you my burden. Verse 13, until I come, attend to the public reading, to the exhortation, to the teaching. Verses 15 and 16, practice these things, be in them, that your progress may be manifest to all. Take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. These verses emphasize this matter of the public reading. Paul was concerned for his young co-worker, Timothy, for his going on in the midst of a difficult situation, if you know the background of 1 Timothy. And with this concern, he charges him to pay attention to the reading. Of course, in this fellowship, I'm not emphasizing the matter of the public reading, but rather merely the reading of the Word. If we want to take heed to ourselves and to our teaching, if we're concerned for others, that we would save not only ourselves but others, one point that we must pay attention to is the matter of the reading. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to impress you with the indispensability of the matter of reading the Bible. The Bible must be part of our daily lives. One may think that we emphasize this matter over and over, and maybe we are sort of immune or numb to this kind of fellowship. But I hope, dear saints, we would not have this kind of attitude, but rather we would be poor in spirit. We would be able to receive this encouragement. Brothers and sisters, we need the Word of God. It says in Job 23:12, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my apportioned food. In the King James Version, it actually says, I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. We should treasure the Word more than we do the food that we eat, which is so necessary, which is so essential. Eating, or our food supply, is indispensable for our going on. In the same way, dear brothers and sisters, reading the Word of God daily is an indispensable requirement for our going on. I hope that we could always have the habit of reading some verses in the morning before we go out to live our day, the things to carry out, all the things of our day, whether it's during the school year or at break time. We need the Word of God. We need to touch the Word. We need to read the Word. We need to breathe the Word. Also, during the day, it is so good to have the habit of reading one or two chapters. We have surely emphasized this matter in the past to talk about the benefits of reading the Bible. This type of reading is not prayer reading. This is just reading the scripture, taking a chapter or taking a book of the Bible to read through chapter by chapter and day after day. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you again. Read the Bible. Read the Word of God. It's good to have this habit even with others, to with companions, that you could have some accountability. You could just decide with your with two or three companions or with all the young people in your locality to have some kind of reading project, to read through a book or some books in the Bible every month. For example, to read the Gospels. You could read the four Gospels in 4 months together. In this way, it's not even reading a whole chapter in one day. It's to read portions, because some of the books are shorter. But brothers and sisters, how essential it is to read the Word every day. The Word washes us. The Word sanctifies us. We may not realize that we have picked up the defilement of the world in all the things of our daily life. Just around us, there's the effects of the world. And even it speaks in Ephesians chapter 2 concerning the ruler of the authority of the air. In Ephesians 2:2, it links together the world, the age of this world, with the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit which is now operating in the sons of disobedience. Just means that around us, there is a kind of spiritual pollution. And we know that this comes to us through the world, through hearing people's common talk, common speaking, through things that we read on the internet, through even many Facebook postings. Just the things that we read and look at just defile us. Oh, brothers and sisters, we need the Word of God to wash us, to cleanse us, as it says in Ephesians 5, that we could have the washing of the water in the Word. And by just reading the Bible, having the habit of reading, this kind of cleansing, this kind of washing takes place spontaneously. You hardly even need to exercise. Of course, it's always good when we touch the Word to pray so that we can touch the Spirit in the Word. But it would suffice to just turn our heart to the Lord when we open the chapter. Just turn our heart in a simple way. Say, Lord, I love you. I want to receive you as I read. Just a simple prayer, even in our heart. And we read some verses, read a chapter. This will have such long-lasting effect. Brothers and sisters, the Word of God is living and operative. It works. It operates on us. It does things in us. It functions in ways that we may not even realize. But we do need to read it. We do need to come to the Word and read the Word. Recently, I heard about a group of saints who had the kind of inspiration to try to read the whole New Testament within 1 month. This is very good. Of course, I'm not encouraging to try to do beyond what you can, but if some have such an inspiration to read, this is approximately 10 to 12 chapters per day. You can finish the whole New Testament in 1 month. Oh, what kind of cleansing goes on, and what kind of constitution is being built up in you. Even I heard some of these saints talk about for 1 year to have this as a goal, every month to read the New Testament. And we've heard the testimonies of some in the past who have had such an exercise. Oh, what a benefit it is to contact the Word of God. Of course, that particular exercise we may find daunting, so that's okay. But just take the encouragement, dear saints, to read the Word. Oh, just to read the Bible. Some may be inspired to read the verses in the Bible in the Recovery Version with the footnotes. That would be very good. But it's also good just to read the text. Maybe to carry a pocket New Testament, and whenever you get a chance, just pull it out and read a chapter or at least a few verses in the Bible. Any kind of reading would be such a benefit. I've also mentioned several times in the past that if we would read just one chapter of the New Testament every day and three chapters of the Old Testament every day, then you could finish the whole Bible in 1 year. To have such a goal is also very good. Or just to read one chapter a day, and then it would take 4 years to finish. Either way, brothers and sisters, we are receiving the living and operating Word of God. So I just want to encourage you, just read. Just read the Bible every day. Some who are learning various languages, such as Spanish or German, you may want to have your daily reading in that language. It would be very good to read through the whole New Testament, either in Spanish or German or Chinese or Korean or Russian. By reading, we also can build up our spiritual terminology so we can have fellowship with others in those languages. So a kind of dual purpose is being accomplished. But dear brothers and sisters, I want to come back to my basic point. Attend to the reading. Pay attention to the reading, to the exhortation, to the teaching. Practice these things. In the past, we've given a lot of fellowship concerning the functions of the Bible. But all this is for naught. All that is in vain if you do not practice. I want to encourage you, practice these things. Be in them, that your progress may be manifested to all. Take heed to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Oh, brothers and sisters, maybe this is enough for this time, but we want to just encourage you, continue in these things. And if you have some feedback, we always like to get you to hear your testimonies and are encouraged by hearing from you, especially in this matter. If you have some encouraging testimonies, to write us, contact us, and share your enjoyment. Or if there are any kind of frustrations, we surely would like to have fellowship with you to encourage you to go on in the Lord, especially in all these practical matters. So always feel free to contact us with your feedback. May the Lord bless you in your daily reading of the Word. O Lord Jesus, we love you. O Lord, we love your Word. And Lord, we ask that you would make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For hturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.